case of Maggie, a 10-year-old cancer survivor in urgent need of mental health support, has been raised in the Dáil today. During leaders' questions, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald said the vast majority of children in need of help have to wait around a year for the service provided by CAMHS.
Maggie has endured cancer, suffers from depression, anxiety and self-injurious behaviour. She's in very serious distress. She doesn't leave the house except to go to school. Maggie was on an urgent list for over a year before getting a CAMHS meeting. An assessment for intellectual disability followed, but she wasn't accepted into the service because there's no specialist in her area. And now Maggie is in a mental health crisis because she hasn't received the care and support that she so badly needs. Her distraught mother came to the Oireachtas yesterday pleading for help for her daughter. She came in February here to make the same plea, but nothing has changed since then. Maggie is still not getting the care for which her mother has fought so hard and for so long. And she's not alone, Taoiseach. Maggie's mother was in the Oireachtas yesterday attending the launch of a report by Families for Reform of CAMHS, a group of more than 1,200 families whose children have been denied the services of CAMHS or who haven't received sufficient care. The report will be published tomorrow, but the group's presentation laid bare the full-blown emergency in the provision of child and adolescent mental health care.
Meanwhile, Taoiseach Simon Harris said far too many children are on CAMHS waiting lists, even if those lists have been reduced.
And I want to thank Deputy MacDonald for raising what is an extremely important issue and one that I share your view on, that more needs to be done and that we need to make much more progress on. And I want to particularly thank you for raising the case of Maggie. And indeed, I'd be very happy to make contact with Maggie's mother and indeed to engage in any way that I can. I understand that the Minister for Mental Health has met that group that you've referenced, and indeed very happy for further engagements with, I think that's Families for Reform of CAMHS, and very happy to have that ongoing engagement, as I know Minister Butler is as well. Look, for people watching it at home, CAMHS provides obviously a range of services to people, children and adolescents in need of mental health services. And evidence shows that around 2% of children and young people need the support of specialist CAMHS multidisciplinary teams. As detailed in the HSE's National Service Plan for this year, CAMHS expects to receive about 23,000 referrals over the course of the year. Now, I can point to figures that are true, that do show we have seen a very significant increase in mental health service funding year on year, and indeed the funding now over €1.3 billion in 2024, with a strong focus within that budget for investing in youth mental health, and quite rightly and properly. There are some encouraging signs, though I accept we have a lot more to do in this space.
That was Taoiseach Simon Harris speaking earlier. Now, it's the second day of the Dáil sitting since those European and local elections. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane, is in our Oireachtas studio. And in that studio, just before you, Micheál, we were speaking to Oisín Smith of the Green Party, their director of elections. What's the relationship now like between the coalition partners after the weekend?
Well, I think the Taoiseach did speak about this on the way into Cabinet yesterday and talked about an election, and people can say things in elections. I think generally there is a feeling that in the white heat of battle, these things happen. I suppose it is significant, though, as you pointed out, that Eamon Ryan did raise that when the votes were being counted, when the dust was beginning to settle. So there does seem to be a sense of annoyance about all of that. Can there be any guarantees that it won't happen again when the general election is called? I don't think that can be guaranteed, but it probably is unlikely to influence the working relationship in government in the period ahead, particularly with that focus now beginning to turn to the next big thing, which would be the budget.
And possible by-elections.
The Taoiseach, of course, saying that he actually likes by-elections. I think many within the political system, particularly at government level, don't relish the prospect of that possibly up to 4 by-elections taking place. And I think despite the conviction with which sentiment is being expressed to go the distance until next March, most within the government at backbench level, at least, there is an expectation there that it is likely to happen still, that general election in the autumn.
Now, tell us, Airbnbs, is there going to be a register for them?
Yes, there is going to be legislation approved on that quite soon, and then it will be published. It's called the Short-Term Letting and Tourism Bill, and that could put in place regulatory structures around it. There are concerns raised in the Dáil by the Independent Ireland Party founder, Michael Collins, about this. He is worried that the hard-working businesses up and down the country, he said, which form the bedrock of visitor accommodation, could be affected if the rules are too stringent and too rigorous, and if they require things like planning permission. So he raised that earlier and the Taoiseach responded, and it did spark a fairly angry exchange in the chamber.
So it's usual, in parliamentary democracy that you'd wait and read the legislation. We'll publish it, read it, and then bring in your amendments. Let's have a debate on the floor of the Dáil. But don't do this usual thing of, oh, the government don't understand rural Ireland, oh, the government. Nonsense.
It's a scandalous answer to the people that have been being much
And you should know better than to come up here and say something like that.
It's offensive.
Because that's an insult. That's an insult.
Miguel, is he accusing them of mocking them?
He is accusing the Taoiseach of mocking them. Yes, he is. And I think the Taoiseach probably will have to be mindful of the fact that, yes, he is seen to have been successful in the local elections, albeit there were losses for Fine Gael down on the overall vote. But there was kind of some raised eyebrows yesterday as well when the Taoiseach took aim at the Sinn Féin leader and said that he would have thought that she would have learned over the course of the weekend that people want solutions, not just the defining of problems. And he was there was a taunt from the opposition benches then that he was being arrogant. Now today he's being accused of being mocking. So I think this is all part of the inevitable fallout from those results at the weekend.
And part of the early part of a general election campaign, yes, probably too. Micheál Lehane in our Oireachtas studio. Thank you. Now,